Today's episode is for writers who aren't really sure what their memoir is supposed to do. They're feeling stuck and lost in whatever stage they're at. They know that they want to write their stories, maybe, but that's as far as they've gotten because they don't really know where to go next. Or maybe they've dived headfirst into writing and have written tens of thousands of words and now feel lost and they don't know why or how to reset. So today's episode will help you figure out exactly where you're losing the thread and what you need to do to get back on track. Let's go. You are listening to the Memoir Method Podcast, the place for writers, readers, and anyone who appreciates the collective power of our stories. In this podcast, we explore the impact of memoir alongside an examination of writing techniques and strategies used in the genre. Whether you are a writer looking for inspiration and guidance or a passionate reader seeking meaningful connections through shared experiences, the Memoir Method Podcast is your go-to conversation spot. I'm your host, Charlotte, editor, writer, and the heart behind Bookish Edits. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. So, before we go deep into how to reset yourself within your memoir and kind of how to dig yourself out of whatever hole you're in, I first want to make sure that we are understanding that there is a difference between a memoir and autobiography. While in marketing, like at a bookstore, I see memoir and autobiography overlap a lot. When we are in the writing, the difference is crucial because the difference is going to determine the lens through which you see and share your story. Memoir is a narrative. It's a story. A memoir serves a message bigger than the events that happen within the memoir. Your story in a memoir serves a greater purpose. Autobiography, on the other hand, focuses more on facts and conveying simple information. Memoir, as a narrative, this homes in on delivering an experience. Autobiography, it cares more about delivering information. Both are fine. It just, you need to know what you're actually trying to do. I will have people come to me and say, well, I have a personal history. Does this count? And it counts as a personal history, and I'm happy to help with personal history. The methods and frameworks that I use for memoir, I probably will not apply to a personal history because personal history or family history, that is more about the facts. That's more about conveying information. And a memoir cares about a story and also delivering an experience for your reader. So I want you to think about the last time someone, whether that was your kid, your spouse, maybe even a friend, tries to tell you about the dream that they had last night. Whenever one of my kids comes over to recount a half-remembered dream, I brace myself for several minutes of boredom while pretending to be invested. My kids are so sweet. They have bright imaginations and love to describe things and will spend 5-7 minutes straight telling me about this dream that I had that makes no sense. And maybe you have been on this side of things too. I know I've been on the side of sharing a dream that I thought was really something, but I realized later, I'm like, oh, that was probably kind of boring. That was probably kind of boring to them. So while your harebrained dream is funny to you and may even make a certain amount of sense, those connections exist primarily in your head. Conveying them to a cold audience is not going to translate without some strategic story structuring on your end. So what is missing when someone is telling you all about their crazy dream? A point. The dream doesn't have a point. What's the point? That's what I want to... My sweet 11-year-old kid comes to me with this bonkers dream he had, and I have to try to prevent my eyes from glazing over because I'm like, what is the point of this? Why should I care? And I never say that to him. I'm very good at faking it. But the entire time I'm listening to my kid's nonsensical dream, I am secretly wondering, and the point of this is what? We don't want your reader to feel that way. So I want you to put on your editor hat and ask yourself this question about your own memoir. So what? What's the point? And we can ask ourselves this question with so much love. This is not a question that's derived from doubt or judgment. This is a question of curiosity. When we say, what's the point? This is an invitation to dig deeper into your lived story. Because the tricky thing about memoir is that you know all of the information because you've lived it. This is your life. You have every piece of information, probably billions of pieces of information stored away in your head that all actually connect to you for the most part. You can see every point of connection. You can see how everything ties in with everything else. But your reader doesn't actually need all of that information. And that is something that can be hard to disentangle because you're worried that, well, if I don't give them all the information, then they're not going to get it. Actually, they will. Think about your kid who comes down with this dream. What if instead of spending 7 minutes going on and on about funny colored rabbits or when they were walking upside down, I don't even know. Again, I don't really pay attention to what they're telling me about their dreams. But what if they just said, oh my gosh, I had the most crazy dream and it made me wake up in the night and I had a really hard time sleeping. Okay. Now I'm more invested. Now I'm seeing the point. The point isn't what actually happened in the dream. It was how it affected them, right? So I didn't actually need to know all that information. I just needed to know the point. And then they can tell me any other information that's going to support the point. So if they had a dream that made it difficult for them to fall back asleep, maybe there was a piece of their dream where they were in danger, or they were separated from their mom and dad, or they felt alone or disoriented, or it provoked an emotion of fear or scarcity or insecurity. So that's information that matters. That's information that supports the point. The point is that they didn't sleep well. And so then to understand, oh, well, yeah, you dreamed that you were alone in this house and you didn't know where your mom and dad were. That would be really disorienting. I can understand why that would be upsetting and why you'd have a hard time falling back asleep. Do you see the difference in, do you see how I, as a receiver of the story of the dream, I respond differently when I know what the point is. I know which information is important when I know what the point is. And so with your memoir, you need to know the point. You need to be able to answer so what. And when you can answer that, then you're going to be able to home in on only the information that's going to support the point. Your reader only needs the information that gets them to the point of the memoir. They're not going to need every single minute step. They don't need every single piece of the story. They just need the most important parts of the story. When we are writing memoir and crafting a story, this is not just an info dump. We're not just dumping all the information onto a reader and telling them to make sense of it. We get to make sense of it and then craft an experience for the reader. That's what memoir is. It's an experience. And here is the truth about memoir. Your reader does not care what happened to you. I know that sounds really harsh, but stay with me. They don't actually care what happened to you. They care about what you did with what happened to you. They care about the meaning that you pulled out from it. They care about you as a person. They care about you. They're invested in your growth, not necessarily the things that are happening to you. They care about what you do with them. And they also, your readers also care about their experience in your story. A reader readers come to books for all sorts of reasons: to be entertained, to be educated, to be challenged. So consider what experience you want to craft for your reader. Is this going to be an entertaining memoir? Some of my very favorites are humor memoirs. One of my favorite writers is Jenny Lawson, and she writes essay collections about pretty intense, dark mental health experiences, but she's hilarious. So my experience reading her books are, I am highly, highly entertained. I laugh out loud, and sometimes I cry. Your story is going to serve as either a window or a mirror for your reader. This is a term that I've heard a lot of places. Even my kids learn this term in school when they are reading books and stories. But a mirror book is one that reflects back to the reader an experience that they can identify with, so they can see themselves in a story. And a window book is a book that allows the reader to see an experience and witness an experience that is not something that they can identify with. Your story, your memoir, isn't actually about you at all. You are writing for your reader. So what do you want them to take away from your memoir? Do you want them to be able to see themselves? Do you want them to be able to see a different side of the world? And you can have both of those reasons as well. You can have a couple different ideal readers, but you need to know what you want them to take away from it. What experience do you want your reader to have reading your story? Do you want them to laugh? Do you want them to cry? Do you want them to do both? Do you want them to take action on a specific issue when they're done reading your story? What do you want? What do you want them to do? And writing memoir with this in mind takes a degree of objectivity and detachment. You are writing yourself as a protagonist. You are both the writer and the main character, and you need to adopt two different lenses to execute those roles successfully. You can listen to episode 20 for more about how to write yourself as a character. We want to be detached from our story when we have our editor hat on, when we are acting as the writer, when we are writing ourselves as a character. To be detached, this probably deserves its own podcast episode entirely, but that doesn't mean that you are emotionally disconnected from your story. What this means instead is you know the inherent value that your story has, and so you are able to anchor into that value and that confidence and that assurance and turn your eyes outward so that you can start thinking about your reader. You can look at your story with a bit more objectivity. You can look at an event or an experience and be able to say, oh, you know what, that actually doesn't fit here. I can take that out of this manuscript without it meaning something about you or your story. Again, that's probably a whole other episode. So here are three questions to answer as you are divining the point of your memoir. Because again, we want our memoir to have a point. We don't want our reader to come into our manuscript and say, so what? But like, not so what in a curious way, but so what in a judgy way. We don't want them to come in and feel like they're listening to a dream from their kid. You need to answer three questions. What are you writing? Who are you writing for? And why are you writing it? Okay, the first one, what? What are you writing? Remember, memoir is not autobiography, so your story needs to have more focus than simply, this is my life. Earlier I mentioned that marketing memoir is very different from the lens that you have while writing it. Some marketed memoir I would easily shelve under autobiography, but it's marketed as memoir because probably that sells better than autobiography. Michelle Obama's and Barack Obama's books, for instance, those are solidly autobiography for me. I haven't read Barack Obama's book, but I have read Michelle's, her first one, and it was great. I loved it. It was interesting. She's led a fascinating life, but it was very much, this is the information. And she tells little stories here and there, but it was interesting because of who she is. And it was autobiography for me. I know Barbara Streisand has a behemoth of a book that is marketed as memoir. It's like 900 pages. Marketed as memoir. That's autobiography. That this editor calls that autobiography. So when you go to Barnes & Noble and look at the memoir section, you're looking at marketing strategies more than writing paradigms and frameworks. answering the question, what are you writing? What specifically in your life are you writing about? What themes are you exploring? What experiences are you using to deliver a message? A memoir is going to be more focused. That's why you can have memoirists who write multiple memoirs. Jenny Lawson, she's written several memoirs, and they all have a slightly different lens. They all have a slightly different feel, explore slightly different themes, but they're all funny, and they're all a little dark. She gets specific. She gets very specific, and that is how you're able to write. That's why you have authors who write multiple memoirs. Next question, who are you writing for? Remember, you are writing for a reader. I know I've said that like 100 times, but it's so important to understand. You are writing for a reader, and it is essential that you know who that reader is. Spend time to know them inside and out. Really ponder and think and contemplate about who this person is, and you are going to pave the way for much more focused writing and even marketing later on in the publishing process. When you know who you're writing for, it is so much easier to know what you actually need to write. Your writing time is going to be focused. You're not going to feel like you're flailing so much because you'll be able to picture your reader in your mind. And when you can picture who you're writing for, it's so much easier to turn that writing lens, that editor lens outward instead of focusing too much on your experience with your book. You want to think about what you want the reader's experience to be with your book. And then finally, why? Ask yourself, why does this story matter to me? And why should it matter to my reader? I said this earlier, I'll say it again. We're coming at this with curiosity, not judgment. This is not a judgmental question. This is not a question that you ask yourself and then go off into a spiral saying, well, no one's going to, why would anyone care? That's not the vibe we're going for. By the time you get to this question, you should already have a very grounded sense of the inherent value of your story. Regardless of whether you write it, your story has value. Regardless of who knows it, how you share it, if you share it at all, your life, your story matters because you matter. Full stop. No qualifiers. So you need to go into this question already being anchored into that truth. And then you can ask, so what, in a curious way. How will your story impact your reader? How will they change because of your message? So again, this pillar, this final pillar, this why, the so what, this is the crux of your whole memoir. This is what is going to make everything else make sense. This is going to make the writing process easier and more straightforward. When you can answer these three questions, specifically the last one, everything else is going to fall into place. And I'm not saying it's not going to take effort. Writing takes very focused. It takes a lot out of you sometimes. When you know the point, then you start to write smarter, not harder. Many writers who start out to write memoir haven't written a lot before, and they may not have considered themselves writers before writing their memoir. This is a new identity that they're trying on. They feel called to write. They're nervous. This is new. This is a new identity. This is a new way of expression, and it's easy to feel lost. That's why this process matters so much. Here's the most fun part about it. You know, if you're listening to this and you already have a bunch written, I don't want you to think, well, crap, what am I going to do now? I've already done all this. I've already messed it up. We don't think that way here. We don't think that way here because you can apply this framework in any stage of the writing process, and regardless of what you've already worked on. So you can go in and write whatever comes out, whether you've already done that or that's just how you work. Maybe you are what we like to call a pantser. You just write by the seat of your pants. You write as it comes out. Some writers work really well that way. And so I don't want these frameworks to feel constricting. If you are someone who just likes to write as it comes and then go back and rework in revisions, you can rework using this framework. You can rework using this foundational work after the fact. but you do have to do it. Me, I have answered these questions. I like to answer them before I start writing. So if you're new around here, I am currently working on a memoir and essays about my relationship with my grandma and interweaving that with my own kind of spiritual evolution and renovation over the past several years. I went through this process, this foundational work, before I even wrote a word, because that is how I'm wired. I am wired to do that first. And now every time I sit down to write, I refer back to my what, who, and why. And it makes it so much easier for me to know what to work on in this limited amount of time that I have. This is a tool. This is not a chain. I don't want anyone to come into this and see this framework being like, well, I don't work that way. I like the vibe. I like the idea, but it wouldn't work for me. Because this is a tool that you can adapt to whatever your writing process is, to however your brain works. It can be challenging to be a mentor in this space because creativity is so personal. It's so unique. It's so singular to each and every creator. And so it's hard to make sure that I'm helping and providing useful frameworks and strategies without suffocating. And that's what I want from this episode and from this framework. I want you to feel like you have a new tool. And this is a tool that can get you out of a hole. It's like a compass. It can guide you and help you figure out where you are and how to get where you want to go. So that's the point. That's the point in this episode, is that your memoir needs to have a point. And when your memoir has a point and when you know it, you are serving yourself as a writer. You are serving your reader. So I hope that as you walk away from this episode, you maybe are starting to think about things a little bit differently. Maybe you're starting to reconsider an approach to your memoir. I hope that if you are a listener who has been feeling a little lost in the weeds of memoir, lost in the writing of it, that this episode has maybe given you a little bit of a tool belt to help get yourself out. I'm going to be talking about this a lot more over the next few weeks. It's so important. And as I've been implementing these frameworks and strategies and mindsets myself in my own writing, I'm even more convicted about how essential this foundation is. I have worked out this foundation with so many writers before, and I've seen it work for them. And now that I'm finally ready to write my own memoir, being able to apply these myself has been a complete game changer. And I am I'm a complete evangelist now about this process and about its flexibility. So thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope that you pulled out from this episode what you needed in your writing. And stay tuned. We have a lot of really great episodes coming your way this spring. You've just listened to an episode of the Memoir Method Podcast. The Memoir Method Podcast is presented by Bookish Edits. If you liked what you heard, the best way to support the show is to subscribe through your preferred podcast player. And if you're feeling especially inspired, I'd love it if you left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leaving a review really does help other readers and writers like yourself find the show. If you want to continue the conversation, you can find me on my website at bookishedits.com or on Instagram at bookish.editor. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. And remember that you have a story that matters.